Hello, you beautiful being of light. Thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. My name is Jessica Mazzo. Welcome to the Magical Soul Healing Podcast. I am here for you. I am here to hold space. I am here to reflect love. I am here to reflect your worth to you. I'm here to also offer tools and resources so that you can navigate life on Earth. As we journey and harmonize together, inhale and exhale. Trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Hey, what's up? This commercial break is brought to you by my one-to-one sessions. If you have ever wanted to work with me, I suggest you head over to my website, www.magicalsoulhealing.com, and take a look at my calendar. You'll find my availability there, and I have two options for booking. You'll have the option for a 30-minute Zoom session or a 60-minute Zoom session. Be sure to keep an eye out for when I have different promos and price drops. You already know what the website is, so you'll just want to go there every so often and look for those discounts. So what I typically do with clients is pull tarot cards, and then I offer a lot of the information that I learned when I was getting my master's in social work at USC. The information that I learned is really important when it comes to understanding yourself, how your mind functions, how your body functions, and then getting them online. So I am trained in trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, problem-solving therapy, and these are all things that I bring to the table when I work one-on-one, along with the spiritual aspect of connecting to the higher self, of calling in messages from the ancestors, and then just the ancient wisdom that tarot has in and of itself. So all of this is what you get on a session with me, and I think it's a really beautiful experience. It's something that I value, and it's something I absolutely love sharing, really, with people. And I love to see people thrive, and it's quite okay if we're connecting and you're not necessarily feeling your best. It's just like I do see people in moments that they're tough and they're stuck and they're struggling, and that's okay. In the end, I really find that there is something to look forward to and to stay open for. So that's again why I just love holding space, and I hope that I get to see you there. So yeah, again, that website, it's www.magicalsoulhealing.com. Okay, see you soon. Hey friends, how are you? It is Jessica Mazzo, aka Jess the Empress, here for your full moon reading. This is exciting. So we've got a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus happening in November. It's happening literally right now. So this is cool. It's over the course of the 19th and the 20th. Those are the days that it is transitioning through the Taurus sign. The moon is transitioning through the Taurus sign. So let's get into it. I've got all my notes on the screen, but I also have my tarot cards with me. And yeah, I really feel like this message, I mean, the way that I was sitting with it, it doesn't feel like a very like long message, but at the same time, it does feel like a very potent message. So anytime we have a lunar eclipse, we collectively tend to feel pretty intensely. I cannot speak for you though. I can't say that you 100% will, but I do notice that for the majority of us that are sensitive and that are into astrology and self-awareness,
around this time, we start to feel the feels. So if you have been feeling the feels, but you're like, why am I? Could be because of this lunar eclipse. It's not just a regular full moon. There's a lot more energy surrounding this time. So let's get into it. Taurus is connected to the Hierophant in the tarot. And this is a very interesting card. I think that it's a card that triggers a lot of people. But I hope that even if you are triggered, you stay with me. And we get to journey together in the Hierophant. And we get to learn more about ourselves. And really, I feel like what this message brings forward, what the Hierophant's purpose is. And so let me show you what that card is for everybody here on YouTube. And if you are on my podcast, if you're on the Magical Soul Healing Podcast, just be sure to Google the Hierophant. And what might be beneficial for you if you are triggered by this card is to find artwork that's less triggering. The beautiful thing about being in 2021 is that we don't have to just take this one tarot deck and this one image. We can really find images that are softer, that are more culturally appropriate, right? Because like with the Hierophant here in the traditional deck, there's sort of like this Pope vibe. And like I don't resonate with it, but I like it, like for the purpose. It's like very interesting. So then the two cards that I pulled for our collective, for our cute little group, is the Eight of Wands and also the Queen of Wands. And for all y'all on video, you just saw my little pup do a twirl. he's trying to get comfy. Which he should be because I'm literally sitting on these like silk sheets that I got. Are you comfortable, sir? Okay. So, Eight of Wands and the Queen of Wands. You know what? I might alternate for those of you listening. I might alternate between rods and wands. The deck I'm using says rods, but I learned them as wands and just know that they're the same thing. They represent fire. They represent our creative energy. And really what we're focusing on in this moon is how we direct our energy. Really, there's no right or wrong way to direct your energy when it comes to healing. There's the way that you choose to do it. And you can validate that, right? With the Hierophant, it's to say, like, you have this power within you, and now you get to be responsible for it. I feel like the Hierophant comes and it says, like, I can't tell you what to do exactly. I can only show you the many, like, literally thousands of ways that there are to do something, but I can't tell you which way to do it. I can only, yeah, just kind of point the way. And what happens in the Hierophant, this is important. There's keys here, and it's represented by the number 5. We are collectively at a midpoint where we're learning to listen to our own wisdom, but we're still kind of getting insight and advice and support from other people. Hello, like this is why I have this channel. Like I'm here as this guide and support system, but I'm never going to tell you what to do 100%. And I'm not trying to say I'm the Hierophant either, but I think for so many of us in the advising realm, we want to say, we want to say, like, you've got this. No matter what it is that you are embarking on or undertaking, you've got this. I can't tell you how to do it, but I can say that this way may be more supportive. And here's what I've learned. Here's what didn't work for me. Here's what did work for me. Take that information and do what you will with it. It doesn't mean like you need to abide by the my formula, because I don't think you'll have success if you have my formula. And the reason why is that you don't have my background. You don't have my past experiences. You don't live in my body. So there's no way that what I did would work 100% for you or guarantee that outcome. So the Hierophant is like, really, let's look at the systems that you're in, the systems that you've come from, and recognize that they have an impact on how you see yourself and how you see the world. But when we come to spirituality in general,
we need to realize that this isn't a path to avoid pain. This isn't a path to bypass the complexity of humanity. And I feel like sometimes people will use spirituality as a way to escape. And they're not wrong, you know, for that, because I mean, like, there's a lot of tragedy and super sad shit that, I mean, anybody would want to escape from, like, for sure. At the same time, spirituality truly is designed to help us get into our home state, which is to be in our body. It is to come home. It is to be present in each moment, no matter how hard those moments are. And we can witness that we want to escape. So many of us have past patterns of dissociation, and that's not our fault. Simple example, if you were having a temper tantrum as a kid and you were sent to your room to go figure it out and be with your feelings and think about it, you didn't. Chances are you dissociated, and that's not your fault. Again, the brain will dissociate if it isn't given direction on how to comprehend and sit with the deep pain and complexity of emotion that we all feel, even as little children. So I'm saying all of this because the Hierathon is like, you're at this point now where you realize that some of the things that you're doing, they're not working. And I want to be really clear. Spirituality, especially like online, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, what the fuck ever, it is not, how can I say this? It is not this special little section that is protected from capitalism, egocentrism, greed, shitty people just trying to take advantage of people looking for guidance. Like it's not above that because it has the label spirituality, nor is wellness or any of that. And it's really, really important that you and I all do the work of realizing, wait a minute, like who am I actually getting guidance from? And what are the sources of information that I'm taking to help build my life, right? Because there's nothing wrong with like, I'm going to do some yoga in the morning and I'm going to drink more water and I'm going to relax and like say this mantra, this affirmation. But we need to realize that this isn't the solution. These are all tools that we will come and go with our whole journey of life. And there are some things that are just completely fucking inaccurate that do need to be dismantled, that are still swirling around in the spiritual and or wellness community, mental health community. This is why we need to do our own work. This is why we need to sit with it and say, you know, I see all these people doing these things. But I'm not a part of that group, or that doesn't call to me, and therefore I'm going to honor that. I'm going to find my group. I'm going to create a group if I can't find one. I'm going to hold firm on what I need and know that I'm not lacking anything just because all of this stuff out here in the world doesn't resonate with me. And here we become this experiencer of the world. We become worldly, but we also hold on to our sense of self, because we're going to try things that do and don't work. And I think the Hierophant is to say, yeah, go for it. Like, you're not going to know until you try. And that's very much the lesson in the number five, because God, it's like, let me see if I can explain it. It's like, okay, there's a suit in the window and you try it on and you're like, yes, like this is a fit, but it's not tailored. It's not tailored to you. It's a good looking suit and it looks good on you, babe, but it's like, you got to take it in a little bit and adjust this a little bit and pull this out a little bit and like add your own little style, little pocket square and gold buttons because the ones you got are silver, like whatever. What I'm saying is like, you're adding your own flair to the way that you direct your energy and to the way that you serve yourself. And you're here to serve yourself. And being self-serving isn't being selfish. It's self-serving is about self-care, self-love, the recognition that you deserve to put yourself first. It's honoring your soul contract, which is about having this relationship with yourself. So the Hierophant is very much like jump in and learn how to do these things and learn what fits and what doesn't. Learn what is complete trash and what's not. Where did these stories originate from? Where did some of these teachings come from? When did they start to become more popular? Why were they more popular? When you ask these questions, you become a critical thinker of the systems that you work in. And again, it's so important that you think critically because there's just a lot of noise out there. Now, I'm not going to say it's all bullshit because it's not. But again, there are things that are just loud and they will crowd your mind just like they crowd my mind thinking, I need to do them, I have to do them, I should do them, doing them will make me better, whatever. All of that is out there and it exists, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I need to listen to it or that I need to abide by whatever it says. So with the Hierophant and with this full moon in Taurus, it's like we are truly anchoring in, I feel like anyway, to our power and to saying, I get to do whatever I want with my power. And if I choose to do X, Y, and Z, it doesn't make me wrong because it doesn't fit into your system of what you think spiritual healing, for all of you offline that's in quotes, quote, spiritual healing, end quote, for what that should be or what that should look like according to your program slash formula. And here's the thing. You know your heart. You know your mind. You know your path. And this is why validating yourself is the most important thing you can do because everyone's going to have something to say. And the Hierophant even includes that by saying everyone's going to have something to say. But with the keys here, this is your wisdom being unlocked through your exploration. All the books and the experts, they provide information to help you move along, but they don't show you the entire way. They can't, because part of the way is internal. There's absolutely no book. There's absolutely no person that could ever let you know what's going on inside of you, like ever. Only you can do that because you are in you. You have a spirit in essence, right? And I think it's just so important, like that no one person ever contains the answers. And like, what's interesting too about that is on one hand, you contain the answers for what you need in every moment. But on the other hand, you know you don't contain the answers of all of the universe. You might contain all the questions of the universe, but you sure shit don't contain all the answers. Nor do you need to. And I think in the Hierophant, there comes this time where he's like, I also think like with his hand up like this, he's like, slow the fuck down. Like, I love your questions. I love your enthusiasm, young Padawan. But like, just draw it in a second. Just chill. For all the questions you have, maybe there are no answers. Maybe there is a little bit of like, we're still learning. Collectively as humans, we're still learning. The Hierophant does not have all the answers. You don't have all the answers. So in this, I feel like the wisdom is to pay attention to the questions that you're asking. Why do you ask so many questions? And I'm not saying that you can't have a curious mind. In fact, I'm encouraging that you have a curious mind. But I'm also saying, are you in this place of kind of like asking these questions that they don't have an answer to yet? It's exciting, right? To just be on this in this place and time where we're discovering so much about humanity and our minds and our bodies and the intersection of like all of it. But instead of asking so many questions, maybe you can just revel in the wildness of it all and say, for shit, like I'm on a planet and this globe is like spinning and there's like a sun, I'm in a solar system. Like, what the fuck is this even? And the Hierophant is like, yeah, what is it even? We don't know. Figuring it out. But what you do have control over is being as kind to yourself as you can be, is of being as compassionate to yourself as you could be. And when you're doing this, when you are pouring into yourself in this way, you are naturally going to pour into other people that way because you will spill over into the lives of others from this place of love and beauty. It's just so great, right? But get uncomfortable too. Like, realize that there are things that you won't have answers for. There are answers that are coming, and all of it can sort of bring up discomfort. But noticing discomfort is that. It is noticing discomfort. Nothing needs to be done about it sometimes. So with the Eight of Wands and the Queen of Wands, or excuse me, Eight of Rods and the Queen of Rods, believe that you know more about your life than other people do. Believe that you know better about your options and your feelings and what you need than what other people say you need. If I have any advice that you could take away from this full moon in Taurus, it is believe in yourself even more. And I want you to notice the thoughts. I have these thoughts too, so I'm going to be really transparent with you. And those thoughts are, am I allowed to believe in myself this much? Is it okay to believe in myself this much? Is it okay? And like, I mean, the answer is yeah, like it's totally okay, but I have some feelings about that. I have some doubts about believing in myself. But that speaks to my wound, right? But it's not just mine. It's a collective wound. We've all been robbed of our ability to continuously believe in ourselves because essentially we were victims at some point in our life where somebody didn't believe in us. They projected that disbelief onto us. And then we said, yeah, maybe I'm not allowed to believe in myself anymore. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should doubt myself, essentially, like, you know, and now we're reclaiming. We are healing. We are saying, I can believe in myself more, even if I hold on to the thought and the feeling that I can believe in myself. I can do good things. I am a good person. If we breathe into that a little more deeply and we feel that in the body a little bit more, we're affirming our power. We're affirming that we know what we need most, which is to believe in ourselves, to continuously believe in ourselves, and to step out of doubt when we notice it and into belief. So the Queen of Rods is very much just like, you are calling your power back to you, baby. Ugh, what better time than a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus? Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. So the questions that we've got coming up this week, if you want to write them down, or you don't have to write them down because they're in the show notes, but if you have journal prompts and you want to write them down, go for it. But with the Eight of Wands, we've got this transformation of energy, but we also have this evaluation of our firepower. Because again, like, we could be doing all the things that everybody online says we should be doing, and we're hating it. We fucking hate journaling. We hate yoga. We hate eating green smoothies in the morning. Like, we hate it. And it's okay. Like, let's acknowledge that, because there's nothing wrong. You know, let's look at it and say, like, oh, I can free up something here. Part of it is like, I'm taking action based on what I think I should be doing instead of like what I want to be doing. And I'm not saying that your action isn't the direct opposite. So I'm not saying like you're chugging soda in the morning and you're like neglecting your body and that's the way to be spiritually aligned. I'm not saying that. I am saying that maybe it is a cup of coffee and maybe it is a run. Maybe it is, I have a trampoline. Maybe it's a trampoline. Maybe it's just going on a walk with your dog or like taking your kids to the park. How do you know that that's not aligned? How do you know that it isn't until you really sink into what you're already doing to see that maybe it is enough? Maybe it's not about something extra. Because the Eight of Wands is like, you're freeing up space in your field. You're allowing your creativity to be truly yours and self-directed, not so much directed by other people. I think that's a really important distinction. So anyway, here are the questions. What thoughts and feelings do I need to release so that I can take one action step towards my goals. And this are the goals here are like your self-development goals. They may not necessarily be, I was going to say work-related goals, but that is self-development. So it's whatever, your goals, your goals in general. There's, again, remember, there's no right or wrong way, for those of you off camera, right and wrong are both in quotes. There's nothing right or wrong about how you choose to do something. It's with the Queen of Rods here. Do you want to have your own back as you do it, or do you want to be in doubt as you do it? When you do it with confidence, when you do it with like, yes, I'm taking this action, going to learn from it, going to see what this is about, that's the highest place you can be vibrationally, even if the action doesn't really fit. Like even if you try it on and you're like, nah, actually that's nah, it's not really what I'm looking for. That's okay. You're doing it from this place of being a learner. You're doing it from this place of having an open mind. Again, instead of doing it from this place of like, I should, I need to, I have to, because other people say that it's what I should be doing. Second question. When I imagine acting in a powerful, calm, and confident way, what does my body feel like? What am I saying to myself? What and who am I surrounding myself with? This is Queen of Rods energy if I have ever been in it. Here you go. Let's look at her again. Oh my God, she's gorgeous. Everybody off cam, make sure you Google Queen of Wands, Eight of Wands, just to get the vibe. I love this one in this deck. This is the Morgan Greer deck. But she's so freaking cute. She's so cute. And she has sunflowers. The reason why I ask this question about what does your body feel like and what are you saying to yourself and what you're surrounding yourself in is because this is connecting to that highest version of yourself. The version of yourself that's sort of living in that reality of being powerful, calm, and confident, you're not disconnected from it. And these questions connect you to that part of yourself. You're feeling confident, but where do you feel confident in your body? Like, how does that impact your posture? How does that impact the way that you walk? How does that impact your interactions with people? How does that impact the way you get on the phone with people? You know, like just like the simple, silly things. But it's important to ask that question because when you identify the way that you feel, you can embrace it. Same thing for the thoughts. What are the thoughts that you say to yourself when you're confident? Sure, you might be saying, I affirm my confidence. I am confident. But you also might be saying like, I can really do this. You're like, yeah, I've got what it takes. You're like, bring on the day. I can't tell you what you say to yourself, but I can give you, again, very hierophant-like, but I can just give you a little sampling of that and you can run with it. I know your intuition will take you far. So then the other third part of that question is who and what am I surrounding myself with? Are you surrounding yourself with things that are visually pleasing that remind you of how confident you are? Do you have people, again, that are bouncing that back to you? Do you have people in your life that say to you, you're competent? Or do you have people in your life that are like, I don't think you can do it? Like really, really look at those people and just cut the fuck out of people who don't support you. But surrounding yourself with things that remind you of what you're confident. I mean, I don't think many of us have to look that far. I think we can look at just our simple surroundings and be like, wow, there's so much calm here. There's so much power here. There's so much just like confidence in this space. And if you decorate however you want to decorate, that's confidence, right? If you have like a little area that you go to be quiet and chill, that's calm. I'm trying to think of something for powerful. Excuse me. I'm gonna take a sip of my tea. I'm not going to overwork mentally. Whatever feels powerful for you in your space, just bring it in. Put more of it in there. And make sure, especially around this full moon, that you are feeling into that calm center and that you notice confidence in you, in your speech, in your tone, in your thoughts, again, in your actions, all of it. and do more of it, right? Keep paying attention to that because it will grow. Third question, in what areas of my life have I been seeking too much external validation? Ho ho, punch to the gut, right? But we all do it. There's no shame. We're conditioned to do it. Like, we are conditioned to do it. So when we notice the conditioning, what do? We say, oh, yeah, that's part of the program. That's part of the old patterning that I've got clearly running throughout me right now. I notice that I'm talking about this one thing that I clearly want validation on. I notice that I brought it up to four of my different friends. Okay, that's great. Love it. But also, where do you need to do more of it for you? If you're watching me on camera, I'm trying to move something underneath my feet, and so I keep looking underneath me. Anyway. Now that you have identified that you might be getting a little too much external validation from people, you know what to do. Validate yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Look yourself in the eyes and be like, I've got this. Everything that I'm trying to get told by other people, like their affirmations, their belief in my ability, I love that coming from them. And that's what you're getting it for, right? Because you want it, which is great. Not a problem. We just don't want to be in it too much. We just don't want to be in there for an extended amount of time. And so when you realize you have been there for an extended amount of time, give it to yourself. Go directly to the mirror or listen to your voice as you speak out loud. I've got this. I'm good enough. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to make the right choice. I'm learning. I'm growing. I have my own back. It's okay that I feel this way. It's okay that I have complex emotions. Whatever the fuck you want to be validated on, I don't know. But my point is when you're seeking it too much externally, there will be a point in time where you feel drained. And the Eight of Wands becomes very much inverted, where your energy is drained and you feel tired and you don't feel like you have a sense of direction. You need to affirm that you know what you're doing. And this isn't lying to yourself. This is saying, like, I'm allowed to have states of confusion. I'm allowed to have times when, like, I don't know all of the details, but, like, I'm, again, learning, growing, finding my own way. If that isn't self-affirming, I don't know what else is. Last question. How can I begin empowering myself? What I like about the Hierophant and what I imagine in the Hierophant is that, like, you kind of go externally to find the Hierophant. The Hierophant doesn't typically show up to your doorstep and is like, here's the way, or here's the next step, or here's the advice. You leave the comfort of your home to find the Hierophant. Maybe not so much in 2021, right? We can just clearly get on YouTube, but we're on our podcast. But with the Hierophant, it's saying, you know, this isn't the space that we're in right now that you've come to see me in, or the YouTube video that I'm on, or the podcast episode. It's not going to last forever. There's going to be an ending point. And then from that point on, you are empowering yourself. You can, of course, turn on another YouTube video, turn on another podcast episode, and get more and more and more and more and more information. Certainly. Like I said, there comes a point in time when you could have tried to listen to all of it. It will never be satisfying enough. Why? Because what you are missing in those moments is you. You are missing the step of empowering yourself, because you are thinking and you are believing that somebody else will be able to empower you more than you will be able to empower yourself. This is a lie. This has always been a lie. It is one of the biggest lies we are ever told. Do we want people to boost us? 100%. And keep those people around you because you need them. I need them. I love the people that boost me. But at the end of the day, my creative projects come through me and me alone. My creative projects are my idea. And I have the energy to do it and to execute and to whatever. It's my life to live. Nobody can live it for me, just like nobody can live it for you. Same for being self-empowered. This is why self is the word here. So where do you need to begin empowering yourself even more? let's not go crazy here. Let's just turn it up 1%. If you were 1% more empowered, go back to that other question. What would you look like? What would you feel like? What would you be saying? What would you be doing? Who would be surrounding you? This is a jumping point, a jumping off point. Like I said, I know your intuition is going to have you like running from here. But the Hierophant is like, you don't need me to empower you. You've had the power to empower yourself the whole time. The Hierophant can very much be a mirror. And I think the Hierophant is to be used as such, is to show you that there is tons of information out there. But ultimately, you are responsible for it. The Hierophant has shown up to be a guide to others. Who do you want to show up to be for yourself and for other people? This is a question that you can answer. And with the Eight of Wands and the Queen of Wands, you're manifesting something big. You know, you're manifesting your life. That's huge. You've got everything you need, right? You have life running through you. Therefore, you don't need anything in a lot of ways. But with the Eight of Wands, give yourself more space, you know? Just let go of the noise that you hear so much from other people about how things should be. And instead ask yourself, well, what is it for me? You know, I love that there's a trend happening right now for what the fuck ever. But it's a trend. It's a trend. You know, it will come and it will go. It will be back and it will leave. It's just the way it is. But what do you need for you? What do you need for the steadfastness in your heart and in your soul and in your life's mission? You can skip all the fucking trends and still be aligned, you know? So yeah, that's what I've got. I hope that this message supports you as we all hang out in this fun full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus. It's crazy. I have been feeling it for the last like 2 days. Yeah, prior to the eclipse. So it's pretty big. I know for myself personally, I have really just been like, I want quiet. I literally don't have music on in the background. I'm not listening to podcasts right now. I am reading more and I'm just enjoying. And the book I'm reading, hold on, I've actually got it with me. It's The Hobbit. So it's not even like a spiritual book. It's not even like a quote unquote self-development book. But that's exactly what I need for my self-development, is the ability to just enjoy something, that I like. And I want to also work on my attention span. So reading is one of the ways that you can improve your attention span. I love TikTok and Instagram and everything, but I also know that it can like negatively impact our attention span. And brain health. And so I want to nurture my brain as much as possible. And that's definitely one of my goals right now. So reading is the way I'm getting that done. I'm also just immersing myself into practicing more Spanish and being more consistent in that. And drinking more water. I have like a 1.5 liter bottle in front of me that I'm going through, trying to do 2 a day. But yeah. So I'm doing it, but it's very simple. Everything in front of me in my life right now is very simple. There is nothing complex and crazy, but I don't want that and I don't crave it. I'm really enjoying where I'm at. So yeah, I hope that this message inspires you as you move into the full moon, and I'm sending you a lot of love until next time. Okay, bye.